Joining us on the line right now is Leif Dormsjö, because we got to talk about, man, what this inauguration is going to be like starting on the 20th of that's a week from today.
Yeah.
Good morning to you, Mr. Dormsjö.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Okay, so a number of streets will be closed. There's going to be a tremendous amount of traffic. There's always a certain amount of gridlock for these inauguration events. Tell us what we need to know to prepare for this.
Well, one thing is people need to pay attention to the day before inauguration as well. There's going to be rolling closures as they set up the security perimeter, as they set up the parade route. The president-elect's going to have some events that are going on when he arrives in the District of Columbia the day before inauguration. So it's not just January 20th. The best way to get information about these closures and the areas where traffic is going to be impacted is our website, inauguration.dc.gov. But people really do need to be prepared and think about not just the 20th,
wow,
but the 19th. And then also, there's going to be a major demonstration on the 21st, the Women's March on Washington. That's looking to bring a lot of people into the District of Columbia.
I've heard that you have to get permission to bring a bus into the district, like in a situation like that. How many buses are coming for that?
Well, the buses for the march have sold out RFK in terms of parking spaces.
Wow.
So we're trying to find additional space for them on street and at other parking lots.
Well, that's a meaningful size of a march.
That's a meaningful size on the 21st, right?
My sense is that most people who either live in D.C. or who live outside of D.C. but work in D.C. are going to try the best they can to stay put and not get out and travel too much. But if you're crazy enough to travel into the city for Inauguration Day...
Or if you have to,
precisely in my case, how are you recommending that I get into the city?
Well, I would say that using the Metro is really a good option. They're going to be running rush hour service on Inauguration Day from 4 a.m. until 9 p.m. And then their service is going to continue until midnight, but it won't be at the rush hour level. So they're going to be putting a lot of trains and a lot of buses out there all day on January 20th. But I do think you're right, because the federal offices are going to be closed on January 20th. City schools and city offices will be closed as well. Hopefully there'll be kind of lighter traffic, and we can accommodate all these out-of-town visitors who are staying in our hotels or staying with friends and relatives for the weekend.
All right, so we have heard that some of the protests and some of the anarchists are going to be trying to cause problems. One of the things they're going to try to do is shut down the major choke points coming into the city, notably the bridges, but major thoroughfares around the city, and they say they're going to try to block traffic. Are you prepared for that eventuality?
Well, I can't get into any of the specifics around, you know, our security plans, but I will say that the Metropolitan Police Department and the Secret Service and the FBI, we've been working with these agencies for months to get prepared for Inauguration Week. They're bringing in 3,000 additional police officers from outside the region. There's going to be 5,000 National Guardsmen here. So there's going to be a really big security presence in the district the entire week. I think that the law enforcement officials really know what they're doing, and I feel confident that they'll be able to address any incident that arises.
May I ask you a question? It's about sort of a related item. You say everybody should take Metro when possible, and of course that seems like pretty good advice given how bad traffic is likely to be in the downtown ceremonial part of the city. But we've just seen this story that developed from Metro, in which we are told that if there is a crisis, if there is an accident, if there's a fire, if there's some kind of disaster on the Metro, that the Metro says it's not their responsibility to take care of you, that it's the fire department, that they're not going to be the rescue personnel. This is troubling, I think, to many people. And as the transportation director for the District of Columbia, I wondered if you had any thought about that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I just came from the most recent Metro board meeting. I happen to serve as an alternate member of the Metro board, and that was The meeting was just held yesterday, and we made sure that the general manager clarified to the board members that Metro is going to be working with, as they have in the past, local law enforcement and local fire and EMS personnel, regardless of what type of event occurs, to make sure that their passengers are safe and moved out of harm's way. I think that, you know, people caught some of the language from a legal filing and kind of amplified that to mean something, you know, that they didn't intend. So we've asked the general manager at WMATA to make sure they get out to the public, that they're not walking away from protecting and, you know, keeping their passengers safe and sound as soon as they come onto their system. And he reassured us that that's the case.
So we've been talking about transportation, but the reality is that the many, many blocks around the Capitol and the parade route are actually going to be cut off entirely. How much of the city is just going to be a walking city?
Well, the best way to describe kind of the impact of the closures is to kind of think about the Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial, GW, and Union Station as kind of a rectangular area. All that area is going to be either restricted in terms of driving, or there's going to be some sort of screening process for people to get into that area. And that's right. Going to be set up on Thursday, the day before inauguration, but will be in effect all day the 20th. So it's a relatively large geographic area. But
right.
If you're going in, bring your running shoes.
It goes with the territory. If you want to be the host of inauguration every 4 years, we've got to put in place the proper security procedures.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time, but good luck. I know that you've done a lot of work and a lot of preparations. We hope the best for you.